so I'll try to get it in into this. Don't get nervous with the number of sperm that I just opened. The other one there. There are near a known mefarish on Shas has wrote a sefer Bikur Yankov on Shulchan Aruch Hilchosukah and Lulav, which is printed in the back of the Aruch Ner on Maseches Sukkah, and he talks in Simin Tov Resh Lamed a shailam that if one maid could defanest the walls of a sukkah or the schach from Atzei Hashera or from Eitzim of Kilei Akerim. The halacha is Asherah, different within Asherah the Moshe, that's Ton Sreifa, Kilei Akerim, that it has to be burnt. He dans a shayla, he's dealing with whether this is kosher to be used for the Tfanis Sukkah or for the Schach of a Sukkah. One of the Tzadim that he says why it should be possible is a concept that we find in Sukkah and other places. The Gemara says that something which is Oymed L'Sreifa, the Gemara says by Lulav, that Shayra Ksusim Echse Shiyura. Since it's Oymed L'Sreifa, so Kipshutai, what this halacha is we done it as if it's Sorif. Even not like Rav Shimon who holds and we serve to me, or by meeting the boy Shir, Gemara says, is Ksusim Echse Shiyura, that it's cut down. We look at it as if it is, if it's already burnt, and meeting the boy Shir is possible. So he wants to know if you could use this for something which is Oymed L'Sreifa, for Schach, for Sukkah, and for Tfanis Sukkah. And he holds that definitely there should be a din of Ksusim Echse Shiyura on this, since a sukkah has a shiur of Zayin al Zayin, he says, and therefore it should be possible. He brings that Shamelch brings from a Meiri that it's kosher. And he wants to explain that possibly L'chore this should be totally in a Machlekes. The Rambam and the Ravid, when they get to an Erev and Dikur Shaila, the Rambam says, actually it's a Gemara, let's start with, more in the Erev and the Peyom Beis, says as follows. Those learning Erevin know that the way one is machshir a mavoi is with a lechi or with a kaira. Lechi is the straight up post. The kaira is the beam that goes across. One of two ways to allow carrying in a mavoi. The Mora talks about if he made the lechi or the kaira out of an asheira, which is Oymed L'Sreifa. So one of the man the Amin the Gemara says that there's a difference between a lechi and a kaira. Lechi is kosher if you made it from Asherah, but a kaira loy the ksusim echse shiyura. This is for a ksusim echse shiyura, since the din is that it has to be burnt, so it's going to affect the kashrus of a kaira, but not the kashrus of a lechi. The Rambam paskins like this man, the Oman. And the Rambam says, in Perakit Zayin Hilchos Shabbos, B'chol Oisin L'chayayim, you can make lechi from anything, even Isuri Hanov, Ashera. The Rambam says, Sha'alechi uv yevkol shehu, because alechi, the thickness, is a kol shehu, goyv alechi is ten tfachim, rachboi v'ovi of kol shehu. However, Kaira the Rambam says, the beam that goes across, you can't use, you can't make it from an asherim, because the roichav, the width of the kara has a shear, and anything which needs a shear can't be used from an asherim. Rama makes a difference between lechi and kara. Seemingly, the Rambam says that since the lechi doesn't have a specific shear, that's why it's kosher. The din of tzusa mechshir only applies something which has a shear, something needs a specific measurement, but a kara has a shear, and therefore the din of tzusa mechshir shiura, the thing which says that we look at it as if it's burnt and it's not here, will apply to a kara and it's possible. The Ravid argues on the Rambam. He argues the halacha, and he says even according to this man, the Omar, the Ravid says that that's not the chilk in the Gemara. The chilk in the Gemara is because the din of a lechi, the Ravid says is that even after it's burnt, if you take the pieces that you have and you set it up against the wall of the Mavi, it's kosher. There's no halacha that the lechi has to be one piece. So even after you say Ksus Mevsa Shira, it's still good. The fact that it's Omer Lisserving, and even after you burn it, it still could be used. Masha En came the din of a Kara can't be used if we look at it after it's burnt. It's Aloha by Kara, that Kara has to be able to hold something up. And that's the difference between lechi and Kara. The Orch Ner in Bikur Yankov wants to say that this machlokes, why lechi is kosher between the Rav and the Rambam, should make an afkamin legabi sukkah. The Rambam, who says that lechi has no shear, that's why the fact that it's omer lisrif, we don't say ksus mechsa shiura on such a thing. But it has a shear, so we say ksus mechsa shiura, and that's why it's possible. So the Kor Yankov, that the din of sukkah has a shear, therefore, according to the Rambam, it should be possible. But according to the Ravid, that the Ravid says that even after it's burnt, it could still be used. That's why Tzutz Mechshir is not a problem, because it's not going to affect it. So he says that by the din by Schachak upon him is that you could use small pieces of anything for Schach. So even after it's burnt, it could still be used as Schach. That's why the din of Tzutz Mechshir shouldn't affect that. And the Meiri, he wants to say, is going with the Shita to Ravid, that if you take a look in the Meiri in Sukkah, he brings both Shitas, and you see that he's talking noted to the Ravid. That is things. Tosfos in the Gemara deals with a Shaila that the Ravid asks on the Rambam. Tosfos asks it on the Gemara. That L'chorim lechi also has a shear. Zolzayin, let it be that there's no shear of the thickness in the reichav, but there's a shear goiva. Kash that Tosfos asks. And the teres that Tosfos says on this, the second teres that Tosfos says is I'll pay the Ravid, that you can put it together, just paste it against the wall, it's good. The first teres that Tosfos says is Afagav lechi nami boy shir shir goiva. Tosfos says that since it's only a small shir, loy hichmiru boy, they weren't machmir. Which vice versa from Tosfos, that since the whole din is a din rabbanon, so something which is a small shir, loy hichmiru, a small shir of 10 tefachim, that's the whole shir of 10 tefachim high, but there's no width. And there's no thickness, so lechmir on that. And that's why it's kosher. Tosfos asks that the Gemara says klusim mechse shiura by luluf, afila by yom tov sheni, which is drabona. Tosfos says that mitzvah lechmir. So come to chayis like this. That according to Tosfos, according to this pattern, Tosfos. Tais is saying that this alechi is kosher, that since it's a drabonon, so by drabonon, something which has a shir zuta lo yichmiru, and that's why tzusim ech shura won't affect that. But something which has a larger shir, or something which is a dvar mitzvah, yichmiru. The Goyin, the Vilna Goyin says, learns Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like the first Teretz of Taisus. So according to that, it will come out also that with the Rambam, Lechara, it also be possible, Mishnei Anpi, first of all, that what the Kuryankim is saying has a shear Zutta, a shear Zayin al Zayin, so possible, and even on that, even without that, but Kimivuri and Taisus, that's all something which is allowed, which is not a dvar mitzvah, but something which is a dvar mitzvah. That's hechmirus sukkah, which is dvar mitzvah, will be possible, even if it would be only a shir zut. There's in the chiddushi of Chaim Halevi on the Rambam, he wants to explain the shita to Rambam in a different way. The Chaim tells us he sets up, tells us two fundamental yesodos that we have to know what to understand the Rambam. First of all, he talks about the din of Ksusim Mefsa Shiyura, and he's mechiach that the din of Ksusim Mefsa Shiyura is not a halacha that tells us to look at it as if it's burnt, and we have to dan it, look at it as if it was burnt already. He brings a raya. That going into the raya, but he says Ksusim Mefsa Shiyura doesn't talk about the chevetz itself as if it's burnt, as if it's not here. Truth is, other Achraim already talked this, that the din of Ksusim Mefsa Shiyura, the chevetz is here, but something which requires a shear, the chashivas of the shear is bottled. That's the halacha of Ksusim Mefsa Shiyura. Something which is oymin lisrif, so the fact that it's destined to be burnt says that now, even though the thing is here, but it's shear. This that it requires a shear, we can't give it the chashivas of a shear. So it's here, but without the shear. So therefore, something we need a shear, a lula, for example, that there's a halacha that in order to be yoytze with a lula, you need a shear. If the lula doesn't have three tefachim, it's not the chefta that you can be kind of mitzvah of netilas lula with. So that's why it's possible, even though you have the lula over here and you look at it and it seems to be three tefachim high. But since the din shear is bottled from it, so this is something which is missing the necessary requirements of the chefetz shel mitzvah of a lulav, and that's why it's possible. But the chefetz itself actually is here. Chaim wants to say, a yusoid, in Hilchus Mechitzis, in the Shittas HaRambam, that this that is halacha, that a mechitzis needs to be 10 tefachim, is not halacha in a shear in the chefta of the mechitza itself. Mechitza itself, in order that it should be considered a mechitza, doesn't need 10 tefachim. The din is that in order for a mechitza, in order to be chaitzitz, in order for it to accomplish what it has to accomplish, the place that it's encompassing has to be mukav 10 tefachim high. That's the halacha. But the din 10 tefachim that we find by mechitza is not halacha in the etz mechitza itself. Therefore, Reb Chaim says that the din of Ksusim Mefsa Shiyura makes it that what you have over here is a mechitza, which is actually the Metzias HaDvarim is here, and that even the din says that it's 10 tefachim high, but the if there was a din in mechitza, that mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high, so then the mechitza will be missing a needed requirement in order for it to work. But being that there's no din in mechitza itself, just the mokum has to be mukuf, so that the fact is that the mokum is mukuf. That's enough. And what you have over here is if the mokum is mukuf 10 tefachim high with something which isn't 10 tefachim high. But safe, being that there's no din in the for the mechitza to work, the mechitza itself has to be 10 tefachim high. So it doesn't bother me the fact that even if the halacha would be that we wouldn't look at the mechitza as being 10 tefachim high, the mechitza itself, but the mokum safe is mukuf 10 tefachim high by a cheftz of mechitza. Therefore, the Rambam holds that even though that there is a din that lechi has to be 10 tefachim high, but the being that the din of 10 tefachim is not halacha in Hilchus Mechitza, lechi Rambam is mitam mechitza, that's not a din in mechitza. So therefore, Ksusim Mefsa Shiyura won't affect this shear of 10 tefachim that we need by a lechi. Now, according to that, coming back to the Sugya Shailah, so if you want to dan the din of Dalad al-Zayin that you have by Sukkah, that zikr not a halacha, not in Tanis, man schach. There's no din that the chefza of schach needs to be Zionist honor. I feel the fanas themselves. The din them the mokum of the sukkah needs to be dal. That's the halacha. So according to where the Chaim is being masbir, so faket, according to the Rambam, it should come out that akoponim is sad in mitzvah nefesh shiura, that even if you use something which is torn sveifa, like kerem, asherah, from this vegin, mitzvah nefesh shiura won't be a reason to pass.